It's time for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by two locally operated West Duluth businesses, Duluth Grill and Park State Bank. Good morning and welcome to Green Visions. Well, the elk population in northeastern Minnesota pretty much doesn't exist, but the Minnesota government has granted $300,000 for some research on the subject. Thomas House is the Fond du Lac Band of Lake Superior Chippewa's Natural Resources Program Manager, and he joins us on the phone this morning to talk about it. Hey, Thomas, good morning.
Oh, bonjour.
What was the elk population historically in this part of Minnesota, and where did they all go?
Well, I'm not sure of the exact numbers. They essentially went the way of the forest that was here and the expansion of railroads and overhunting in that time period. That's essentially where they went, was away, and that's where we're talking now.
So it goes back to that the now famous two words, habitat loss, that we hear so often.
To a large degree.
Now, the band's Reservation Business Council says that restoring a wild elk population is in the best interests of the band. How come? Why? Tell me more.
Well, I mean, part of the band's mission is to ensure public health, you know, in both sort of mental ways and physical ways. And one of those ways is to encourage healthy activities such as hunting, because we have health issues with things like diabetes from eating McDonald's. So we want to encourage those kinds of things in our diet. That's what we're genetically predisposed to eat. But also, it goes beyond, you know, the band. It's more of a regional thing. In the Great Lakes, we like to do restorative natural resource projects. And we, you know, elk were once here as part of the heritage of hunting, and that's a big part of who we are. So we'd like to see that return, you know, someday. And, you know, not just for tribal members, but for everyone.
Well, you know, if I've got to have deer in my backyard, it'd be a lot more fun to have elk in my backyard.
Right. And, you know, and that's, you know, there were many hoofed animals in Minnesota at one time. We had bison and elk and more moose, and we had some caribou, and we had a lot less deer than we do now. So those kinds of things, we want to, you know, diversify the wildlife a bit if we can.
Thomas, do you know, were there a lot of bison in this part of the area? Kind of the parts of Minnesota that I'm more familiar from, of course, are more of the Great Plainsy areas. So there weren't a lot of bison in this area to begin with, were there?
No, but they would range this way, and, you know, so that's important to, you know, yeah, definitely the habitat, like
right.
You said, drove where they would be. But certainly the Arrowhead region was probably the least populated with those, and it was more of the rest of the state.
But the indigenous people then relied more heavily on deer and elk, I'm guessing.
Oh, absolutely.
So,
and moose.
So where did the money come from to take a good hard look at the idea of reintroducing elk?
Well, the money is going to come from the LCCMR, from the Environmental Natural Resources Trust Fund. Up until now, we've just been doing this on our own dime and time. It's sort of an outgrowth of our work in the Great Lakes region at large. We sort of collaborate with other tribal agencies like the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission, and they've had some hand in the elk reintroduction in Wisconsin. And so through those associations, our director actually said, hey, you know, you guys should explore this idea. And we began that way, Mike Schrag and I.
So when is the money? Is there a deadline where you should be getting a check in the mail?
Well, first off, we got it recommended by the LCCMR. Now the legislature has to sign off on it, and the governor ultimately. And, you know, in next year, the money will get sent to the University of Minnesota, who's actually going to act as the fiscal agent and the research agency. And we're just going along as a sort of a cooperator.
is it, am I being really, really cynical, or by asking, can you reintroduce a species without a promise somewhere along the line that sportsmen are going to get to hunt it?
No, and actually that's a large part of the support base for this kind of work. You know, whether it's some of our partners that have signed on, like the Minnesota Deer Hunters Association or Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, their end game is ultimately to be able to hunt, and that's fine. It's got to be done in a very sustainable fashion. And so, like, for instance, Wisconsin's herd has been on the landscape for quite some time, and they're just now at the point where their population can sustain a minor amount of a hunt. They're right at the sort of the critical population goal. So we know that's going to happen, and that's actually what we intend, you know.
Thomas, this is fascinating, and I hope that you stay in touch with us and we stay in touch with you so we can kind of follow this project as it goes, because it's really interesting, and what a cool thing that would be to be driving along a wooded area and have to slow down and watch a family of elk cross the road.
Yeah, that's what we intend. We want it to be, you know, a wildlife viewing thing and, you know, potentially a food source in the future. But, yeah.
Thomas, thanks so much for joining us this morning. It was great to talk to you.
Yeah. Bigwich Bizendawayeg. Thank you for listening to me.
Thomas Howes is with the Fond du Lac Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa. He's their Natural Resources Program Manager, talking with us this morning about some research coming up to look into the feasibility of reintroducing elk into northeastern Minnesota. Today's Green Visions is a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items.